Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 20.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. We'd ask members and guests to please silence all electronic devices. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative Dixon. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Dixon.
Our kind Father in heaven, we pause for a few moments at the beginning of this session of the General Assembly. First of all, to give thee thanks for the opportunity to meet peaceably, to attempt to properly conduct the business of the people of North Carolina. And to thank thee, Heavenly Father, for this facility in which we have to meet that is born of the hard efforts of our taxpaying citizens across this state. And to petition thee, Heavenly Father, that we might be successful in our endeavors tonight and in the future to conduct the people's business properly. For this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 28th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for February 28th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Introductions, bills, resolutions. Corporal Reed.
Representative Murphy, House Bill 228, Modernized Laws Pertaining to NC Medical Board.
Health, if favorable, judiciary, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Alexander, Autry, Martin, and Hawkins, House Bill 229, Repeal Municipal Charter Schools.
Rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Dobson, Murphy, and Sane, House Bill 230, Life-Changing Experience School Pilot Program.
Education K-12, if favorable appropriations education, favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Setzer, Howard, and Henson, House Bill 231, the Harrison-Cowyer Act.
Education universities, if favorable judiciary, if favorable rules.
Representatives Setzer, Henson, Raymond Smith, and Goodwin, House Bill 232, increased school calendar flexibility.
Education K-12 with favorable rules.
Representatives Rydell, Cleveland, Floyd, and Barnes, House Bill 233, state auditor, various amendments.
State and local government, a favorable judiciary, a favorable rules.
Representatives Sane, Dobson, Rydell, and Barnes, House Bill 234, child advocacy centers funds.
Health, if favorable, appropriations, health and human services, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives ARP and Zilka, House Bill 235, Utilities Commission technical administrative changes.
Energy and public utilities, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representatives Insco, Lofton, Rockman, and Hardinster, House Bill 236, Ad World Languages, Teaching Fellows Program.
Education universities, if favorable appropriations, education, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Butler and Eiler, House Bill 237, Brunswick County Zoning Procedure Changes.
State and local government, if favorable rules.
Representatives Harris, Alexander, Jackson, Candy Smith, House Bill 238, Reinstate Earned Income Tax Credit.
Rules.
Representatives Candy Smith and Humphrey, House Bill 239, Pitt County Animal Control Records.
State and local government, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Sasser and Goodman, House Bill 240, Albemarle City Labor and Business Center.
State and local government, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Moore, Johnson, Elmore, and Horn, House Bill 241, Education Board Act of 2019.
Education K-12, if favorable finance, if favorable appropriations capital, if favorable rules.
Representative Speciale, House Bill 242, Displaced Precinct Official, Natural Disaster.
Elections and Ethics Law with Favorable Rules.
Representatives Rydell, Cleveland, and Floyd, House Bill 243, State Human Resources Act Amendments.
State and Local Government to Favorable Rules.
Representatives Cleveland, Conrad, Destin Hall, and Henson, House Bill 244, Contractor, Subcontractor Compliance.
State and Local Government to Favorable Commerce, to Favorable Rules.
Representatives McGrady, House Bill 245, Department of Environmental Quality Policy Changes.
Rules.
Representative McGrady, House Bill 246, Department of Environmental Quality Fund and Fee Changes.
Rules.
Representatives Torbett, Presnell, Shepherd, and Eiler, House Bill 247, Change Request for Proposal for DMV Headquarters.
Transportation, if favorable state and local government, if favorable rules.
Representatives Graham, Clemens, Hunter, and Pierce, House Bill 248, Restore Longevity for Teachers.
Education K-12, if favorable appropriations education, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Alexander, Majeed, and Autry, House Bill 249, School Annual Report Card.
Education K-12, if favorable rules.
Representatives Dobson, Lambert, Potts, and Black, House Bill 250, Department of Health and Human Services Revisions.
Health, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representatives Hurley, Hodderster, Blackwell, and Horn, House Bill 251, State Board of Education, Education Changes.
Education K-12, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representatives McElrath, Howard, Cleveland, former Butterfield, House Joint Resolution 252, Honor Walter B. Jones, Jr., former member.
Rules.
Representative Lewis, House Joint Resolution 253, confirm James Gillen Industrial Commission.
Rules.
Representative Lewis, House Joint Resolution 254, confirm Ken Goodman Industrial Commission.
Rules.
Representative Lewis, House Joint Resolution 255, confirm Lewis Bledsoe, Special Superior Court Judge.
Rules. Message from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Senate Bill 56, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make technical changes to revenue laws.
Finance of favorable rules. Representative Lewis, recognized to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House report. House Bill 4, Claremont de-annexation, favorable.
Calendar for March 6th.
House Bill 7, Graham County occupancy tax, favorable.
Calendar for March 6th.
House Bill 30, official state frozen treat, favorable.
Calendar for March 6th.
Wrightsville Beach, House Bill 52, Wrightsville Beach Local Act Amendment, favorable.
Calendar for March 6th.
House Bill 57, create term for public schools, codify NCVPS, favorable.
Calendar for March 6th.
House Bill 59, Winston-Salem real property conveyances.
Calendar for March 6th.
House Bill 73, civic responsibility education, favorable.
Calendar for March 6th.
House Bill 114, Gross Minimum Tax, PHPS, favorable.
Calendar for March 6th. Representative Lewis, recognized to send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House report. House Bill 75, School Mental Health Screening Study, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1.
Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2, calendared for March 6th. Representative Lewis, recognized, send forth a committee introduction. The clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report. DRHR 30099-MM-44, a House resolution to amend the 2019 House permanent rules to modify the April break, favorable for introduction.
The clerk will file the resolution and assign a number. Representative Lewis, recognized, send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report. DRH 30103-MNZ-5, a bill to be entitled an act to make technical corrections to the general statutes and recommended by the General Statutes Commission. Favorable for introduction.
Clerk will file the bill and assign a number. Members, you'll notice we have our pages with us, and to our pages, we welcome you. We will formally introduce you all, though, on Wednesday. This is a no-vote session this evening, as tomorrow will be. So I know you all will be staffing our committees here in the coming days. And as I say, we will formally call you up and introduce you all on Wednesday. But I would ask my colleagues informally to go ahead and welcome our pages who are with us here this evening. Notices and announcements. What purpose, gentlemen from Stokes? Representative Hall, rise.
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak on the statement.
Chair directs that the representative statement will be read upon adjournment. The gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On December the 15th, 2018, history was made for Rockingham County when Reidsville High School football team won their 20th state championship title here in Raleigh. And this means that Reidsville High School will now hold the record for the number of state championships won by a football team in the state of North Carolina. We are very proud of the team. We are proud of Coach Jimmy Teague and his coaching staff for all that they have done for Reidsville and for Rockingham County. And I think that it's fair to say that Reidsville, North Carolina has become the high school football championship capital for the state of North Carolina. And I just am so proud of the Rams for all that they did to recognize Rockingham County for the state. And I believe that Representative Jerry Carter of Rockingham County would also like to make a statement. And if you could, please yield to him, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
For my purpose, gentlemen from Rockingham, Representative Carter, rise.
Talk about Reidsville Rams.
Gentlemen's recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
I also want to thank Representative Hall for allowing me to talk with him, because Reidsville High School has done a wonderful job. 16-0 in anything, whether it's marbles or whatever you play, is a pretty good record, to be honest with you. And I was talking to the coach, James. He likes to be called Jimmy Teague. What was one of the main things that he did to help his team win so many games? He said, well, it was two different things. He had a great senior staff at football team, and he also pushed leadership to his team. And that's very evident, because there was a couple of boys on the team that the coach was telling him about. One was Tyrell Rankin. He was a linebacker for 4 years, and he coached his teams on and off the field. And this young man also, he started and finished 57 consecutive ball games, and that's a record in itself. He also said David Larson was a guard, and he did the same thing, coaching the team on the field and encouraging them to continue to go when they feel like giving up. And then Tyvon Canada, he was a linebacker, he did the same. But I'd also like to say this. Anytime that a coach wants to give his players the credit, the coach is a great coach for doing his job. Thank you very much.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Iredell, Representative Fraley, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has floor for an announcement.
Education Universities Committee will meet tomorrow at 11 a.m. in room 421.
For what purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Clemens, rise?
A point of personal privilege.
Ladies recognized, speak to a point of personal privilege.
I would like to say congratulations to Representative Goodwin. Representative Goodwin's son returned on Friday after a year deployment in Afghanistan with the North Carolina National Guard. So I just wanted to honor that tonight.
Thank you. For what purpose does the lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, rise?
For an announcement, please.
Lady has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, the Committee on Aging will meet tomorrow at 2 o'clock in 1228. Please be there.
Sure, that's not too late. For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, rise?
For two announcements.
The gentleman has the floor for two announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House Education Appropriations will meet jointly tomorrow morning at 8:30 with the HHS in room 643. Again, tomorrow morning, 8:30, 643, joint meeting of House Education Appropriations and the Health and Human Services. We're meeting jointly with the Senate. And secondly, Education K-12 will meet tomorrow afternoon in 643 at 1 o'clock. That's Education K-12 tomorrow, 643, 1 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
For announcement, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, in the morning, the Joint Transportation Appropriations Committee will meet 30 minutes earlier than its normal schedule and will meet in room 1228 at 8 a.m., not 8:30. We'll meet at 8 a.m.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Moore, Representative Bowles, rise?
Announcement, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Just remind everyone, appropriations of justice and public safety, room 415 in the morning at 8:30.
Any further notices or announcements? What purpose does the lady from Yancey, Representative Presnell, rise?
Transportation, just the regular Transportation Committee, will meet at 10 a.m. in 544. Thank you, sir, for an announcement.
Thanks. Any further notices or announcements? And members, for your planning purposes, tomorrow's session, 445, there will be no votes. Wednesday, 2 p.m., there will be votes. And Thursday, we are looking anywhere between either 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., depending on which committees are still meeting. So probably more toward 11 at this point for a Thursday morning, but there will have to be some votes Thursday because we have some roll call votes on Wednesday's calendar. Any further notices or announcements? Hearing none, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, March 5th at 4:45 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Soka. The House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, March 5th at 4:45 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. Reading of a representative statement, the clerk will read.
A representative statement congratulating the Reedsville High School football team. Whereas the Reedsville High School Rams football team brought home the school's 20th state football title, beating Northeastern High School 31-28 and capping off an undefeated 16-0 season and winning the state 2A football championship in December 15, 2018 in Raleigh. And whereas the Reedsville Rams are coming to behind to take the win, displayed outstanding athletic ability, true determination, and a never quit attitude, making our citizens proud to be represented by such a wonderful group of young men. And whereas special commendation is due to all team members, head coach Jimmy Teague and his assistant coach, as well as all those who actively worked to make this year's football season a success in the football capital of North Carolina. Now, therefore, the Reesville High School football team deserves to be recognized for its outstanding athletic endeavors and for winning the most state championships in the high school team of North Carolina. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies the foregoing statement was read from the House placed upon the journal on the 4th day of March 2019. Submitted by Representative Carol Hall. Submitted by Representative Jerry Carter, House Principal Clerk James White. I'll get it.